I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I've got some more entitled parent stories for you, so sit back, relax, and let's get into the action. Entitled mother lets her kid steal my blind cane. So a bit of backstory. I'm a 28-year-old woman who just recently went fully blind. When I was a teenager, I volunteered with my local youth group to help rebuild Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina. And while down there, I picked up a fungal parasite called histoplasmosis that over a decade migrated to my eyes and slowly caused blindness. I've been totally blind for about a year now, so I'm pretty new to it, but I digress. When I first went blind, I barely left the house and was afraid to go out in public. I felt like everyone was staring at me, and in all honesty, I barely knew what I was doing. The transition had been difficult, and I didn't have any support group to teach me. One day, my husband asked if I can take an Uber down to the bank and deposit a rent check, and I reluctantly agree. While out, he messages again and reminds me that we're out a few crucial groceries. There was a Walmart grocery literally across the street from the bank, so I figure everything in life is an experience, and I'll have to learn how to shop alone eventually, so why not? Everything was fine at first, and I was only grabbing a few things, so I didn't need a cart. I was using my cane and what little echolocation skills I had at the time to get around, but was still bumping into things as we blind tend to do sometimes. My cane suddenly hit something a bit softer, and I figure maybe I'd whack someone's leg and apologize. Cue entitled kid and entitled mother. Shoot, I'm sorry. Hey, you just hit my son. I'm so sorry, mom, I didn't see him there. The entitled mum then begins yelling. How could you not see him? He's clearly right there. Now, I'm fully blind, but I don't wear sunglasses. Mostly because I can't afford a good UV blocking pair, but also I'm not ever looking for pity or to play the part of a generic blind person. I just want to be treated like a normal person, but I do understand her confusion as blindness is a spectrum, so I try to calmly explain. Mom, I'm blind. I can't see anything, let alone your son. That's why I have to use the cane, so I can get around without- If you're blind, weren't you wearing big sunglasses? Now, as a blind person, I get a lot of stupid questions, but I understand a lot of them are just people who don't know better, so I try to happily answer as many as I can. Those are really expensive, around $200 for a good pair, and I really don't need any inside. You're not blind, you're faking it! Well, there's the title of this video, guys. Here is where my blood starts to boil. I can't think of any reason someone would want to pretend to be blind. It's an actual hell, and nothing annoys me more when someone calls me a liar when I'm actually not. Just as I'm about to respond, I feel a tug, and before I blink, I realize this little demon spawn has snatched my $100 cane from my hands. For those of you that don't understand, that's like if you're shopping and suddenly the power goes out and you can't see a single light. Without my cane, I can barely move at all without crashing into anything. My voice gets shaky as I begin to panic. Please, give that back. I really do need it. No, you don't, you liar. My son deserves to play with this more than you. I hear her shuffle away and my expensive cane cracking into metal displays and such as they leave. I start crying and waving my arms in front of me to grab onto something, anything, and end up crashing and falling into a center aisle display, making a loud scene. Without fail, I somewhat curl into a ball and cry. I'm alone in public, in the dark, and I had no idea what to do. Suddenly, I felt a hand on my shoulder and a man's voice. We'll call him AG for awesome guy. Now, he asks if I'm okay and to stay right there. I do, but begin to at least sit up and listen. This man must have been tall and built like a tank because his footsteps sounded like a giant, and I felt a suction of wind when he took off. Maybe about 30 or 40 feet away, I hear this loud bellowing like an angry lion and a loud crash. Then, before I know it, the man is back and helping me to my feet. He takes my hand and puts my cane into my palm and helps me pick up the items I dropped when I fell into the display. So I, wiping tears from my cheeks, say, thank you so much, I didn't know how to handle that. Don't worry about it, some people are just monsters. This guy restored my faith in humanity and even helped me finish shopping and helped me out of the store. As we're leaving, I can hear the familiar screeching of the entitled mum, something about the awesome guy grabbing the cane and pulling hard, flinging her little devil child into a shopping cart. I don't know if if she was exaggerating or not, but it would explain the crash I heard. It's easy to feel alone in a world without sight, but even through the sheer terror of being stripped of my cane, at least I know that there are people willing to stand up for me when I need it. Oh wow, this is an amazing story, and I guess it just shows that although there are monsters entitled people out in this world, there are also heroes like this awesome guy to help you out. I just can't even understand how difficult it must be to be blind, let alone have someone strip you of your cane in public and just leave you to deal with that. I guess perhaps to people like this, the cane just seems like a toy. And also that comment about not wearing sunglasses means you must be faking, that is so ludicrous. I'm just happy that this awesome guy did help you out in the end. If he wasn't there, I don't know what you would have done. You would have been in a lot of trouble. Yeah, thank God he was there. Now, just quickly, OP did leave this little comment here at the end for those of you that may be wondering how they typed all this out without being able to see. Because of the sheer overwhelming amount of people asking, if you're blind, how are you typing? I'll first answer with my fingers. And secondly, I'm using a screen reader called Narrator that reads the screen. Wherever my cursor or finger is over the screen, it reads. When I type a letter, it reads. Guys, just like Google it or something. Yeah, I guess that shows that little comment at the end, those of us that can see, how little we know about blindness. I did read down, there are a lot of comments saying, how did you type this then if you can't see? I guess we just need to educate ourselves more. Moving on to our next story now. Entitled mum tries to steal my sweets for her entitled kid, then try to claim I wanted to poison him. Hello all, hope you are doing well during these unknown and uncertain times. I hope you're all finding the best out of the current situation. So, here's my story of what happened to me a few months ago. This was before everything sparked up and went into pandemonium. I love wrestling, and whenever there is a wrestling event on, I'll try buy something for the night, like sweets, because wrestling events are on really late in the place I live, England. Yes, they are, like right in the AMs. So I walked down to my local Wilko, which is a shop, on a Monday. They just explain. Of course they do. A British shop which sells all types of things ranging from calculators to wallpapers, but most importantly for me, sweets. Try saying that three times quickly. Wow. My favourite type of sweets are called pick and mix. You get a cup and fill it up with different types of sweets in different pots. You can pick which sweets you want, basically. Quite cool, and I'm sure most British people on this subreddit will know what I'm talking about. So I picked up my cup and left the store and waited at the traffic lights to walk home. It's not a long distance, so walking is best for me, but as I'm at the lights, waiting for them to turn for me to walk, I see an entitled mother and her son next to me, and this is what I hear. Mummy, could I have some sweeties? He says this while looking at my cup. Okay, sweetie, mummy will just talk to the boy real quick. She then turned to me. Could my child have one of your sweets? No, your child should never take candy from a stranger, no matter what. What if he has allergies to the sweets? I'm sure he won't, so just hand it over. Why should I? I spent money on this, and I don't want to be liable if your child has a reaction to it. For all you know, I could have poisoned them. By this point, the lights have already passed and gone back to red. I should have left looking back on it now while the light was green. The entitled mum then proceeded to try to take the cup out of my hands. I prevented her and pulled back, making the entitled mum stumble backwards and almost fall to the floor. I'm not small by any means, but not big either, so I was actually quite shocked about it. She then tried for a second time, and yet again I prevented her. But this time she actually fell back to the floor while her son looked on in disbelief. What happened next was kind of a blur, but I will try to recount it in the best way possible. What I heard next was the entitled mum scream. This pervert is trying to molest my child and poison him. Somebody call the police.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please! I looked at her shocked, and her child started screaming alongside her. By this point, there was quite a scene being made, and people almost felt like they closed in on me. This is where it became a blur. I think it was a man who asked me, "Sir, is this true?" "No, obviously not. She tried to steal my sweets for her child." "He's lying. He said he might have poisoned the sweets and said he wanted to molest him." I then saw the man pull out his phone to call 999, but just then everything became clear. There was a man in a bandana who I will call my guy for this story. My guy says, "Mom, I was on the other side of the street and I saw the whole thing. The kid was just using self-defense because you tried to rob him of the sweets. He didn't want to do anything to you or your child." The entitled mom then turned to the guy on the phone.
"That's not true. Tell the police my side of the story."
The guy said on the phone to the police, "Hello, I want to report an incident down in my town." The entitled mom gives me a poop-eating grin and I was horrified. But just then, the guy continued, still on the phone, "Yes, this mother just tried to rob this child of some sweets that he brought." The entitled mom went white. She ran away with her child, who through all of this was still throwing a tantrum. The guy on the phone then turned back to me with a huge grin on his face. He then showed me his phone. It was never on, and it turns out he never actually called the police and just pretended to. This made the mother run away and leave me be. God dang, that guy was a good actor. I thank both of them, my guy especially, and I then walked home with a sense of victory, and let me tell you that those pick and mixes tasted 10 times sweeter that day. Ah, this was great. I can't believe that she acted that way over literally just candy. If you want some so much, just go and buy some. They're not really that expensive. You know, halfway through this story, I was just thinking to myself, you know, you could have just given the child a sweet or two to make them go away. But then seeing how the story progressed and hearing them say, "Yeah, you tried to poison and molest my child," it's probably a good thing you didn't actually give them anything. Finally, good job to the people that helped you out. They did a good job. Without them, you might have been in a lot of trouble, just like the first story. I do like how throughout all these stories, it seems to be a common thing that we do see a lot of negative people, but also heroes that help other people out. Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of this episode of Entitled Parents. If you enjoyed it, go and watch another one straight away. A hyperlink is on screen, or just a picture of the video would be a better way of saying it. Also, if you are new around here, make sure you are subscribed to the channel. We're getting like 2,000 new subscribers every day, so if you are new, get involved. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new upload, so get those notifications on as well so you don't miss out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.